Farewell.
Farewell.
Goodbye, Harvey.
Ladies and gentlemen, the group Christmas special.
Roll a blunt, smoke a blunt, spend a moolah. You make a dollar, then you make a tattoo. You spend it, you spend it, you burn it, you throw it. You do whatever you want this Christmas. We got Grunk, we got Nick, we got and Larry Wheelie too. And we're missing another two. They're with their families all tonight. And we're gonna have a light, lovely night.
Fuck you, Larry. You fucked it up.
Whoa, you're gonna mess up
your camera, kid.
Whoa, careful. Don't do that, twin. Don't do that, twin, for the listeners at home.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the laser.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Holidays.
Wait.
What is this? This day after Christmas?
You're right.
Yeah, you guys? Wait. Merry
day after
when we're recording
Christmas.
This, wait, it is Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Oh, so dang. We're feeling rather festive today. What do you guys want for Christmas?
Oh, we're going to jump right into that, dude.
Oh, do you have anything else you want to talk about? Anything that's bugging you?
One, thanks. To Gamer Subs, I've been using this jug. Sorry.
Yeah,
I've been using this jug for a hot
Grand Risk.
Bro. I'm getting
this flavor there is. My house in my other house, but I wouldn't be showing.
Hey, man, it's just pro or something. Anything. Look around you. What do you got? What do you got, kid?
Yeah, what'd you leave in your
you know
child's
what? As
bedroom?
A gift, as a gift from us to the world, we'll gift something. A wizard. Shout out the wizards.
A wizard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, it is Christmas time. It is a year to be jolly and happy. So I wanted to say first and foremost, even though it's not Thanksgiving, I am thankful for all of you guys, all the listeners, all the viewers. Group 2026 stock is going to go up. So you guys need to get in now. Invest in early.
Yeah.
The stock has been rug pulled by some investors, but we are going back in. I am all in. I haven't even withdrawn. So
all in.
Let's, all in. Let's all in for this upcoming
year. Year of the G.
Yep. Yeah. But anyway, I was going to say that I hope that everyone had a very happy holiday. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah. I don't know. Really.
I don't know too much about Kwanzaa. Okay. Anyway, I hope you had a happy holiday.
That sounds like a board game.
I don't know.
You want to play Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
Wait,
it sounds like
no, you're right, actually. Because yeah, there's one game called Quirkle.
Yeah.
It's like I have it in here. I think
quartz.
What about Yahtzee? Want to play Yahtzee?
Dude,
Yahtzee,
yeah, I have it right here.
You have Yahtzee?
Yes, bro. I'm not even kidding. It's right
dude,
there.
Dude, you are just the gamest of guys.
I'm the gaming jit of the group.
You're the gamest guy. Yeah.
I want to get more board games. We got as a gift. Hold on, I'm gonna turn down my lights because it's kind of bright. There we go. I didn't want to be like a hospital patient. We actually got a gift here at the house. So, if you guys know that, like, we don't post it as much, but we have this foldable table that we've been using for quite a long time. It was a Walmart table that I bought a long time ago. It was supposed to be temporary because it was going to be like replaced by an actual table. But we, never did it because, you know,
boys will be boys, bro.
Oh, boys would be boys. And that's, yeah, a lot of the times we would have people over and every single time we got one of two things. We got number one, oh my God, please let me clean your house. I'm actually getting ill looking at your house. And then number two when are you going to replace that table? Yeah.
See, so, people want to change things that are not broken in life.
Yeah.
The table served its freaking purpose, even though it's not the prettiest.
Yeah,
it was so versatile.
It's very functional and it's lightweight. You know, you can do it.
Super lightweight,
adjustable height, easy to clean. You don't care if it got dirty because it's a fold-up table.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so, like, we never thought, like, you know. So, but we did get a gift from a friend, and I'll put an image up on the screen. And it's now a wooden table. We now have a wooden table. And what's cool about it is that it opens up. It's cut in the middle and it opens up and we can put shit under it. And we have this puzzle that I put that we got as a gift. And
no
I finished
way.
The puzzle yesterday in the morning.
Wow.
That was so good.
Wow, that's so chill, actually.
It was
holy
a puzzle
cow.
With turtle. I love
that's
turtles.
Really nice.
I like turtles.
And so, yeah, now we have like a proper table. That was just like a cool little Christmas gift that we have received. That was
it's
like,
awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I want to see it. No, like,
and I still need to do grocery mythical. Shopping. I mean, gift shopping, shopping, you guys.
Hey, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Your company is more than enough, Larry.
It's going to be a late Christmas.
Wow. Ooh, what a wholesome really way to put that.
No, that was
yeah,
cute.
Your company is enough.
But Grunk, no. No, I need.
But
I
no,
need
no,
to,
no, no,
no, no, no, no. That's cute. No,
but no,
no. I need to still shop, even if it's late. I want to get some everyone a gift.
Okay, cool. Okay, Grunk. Pretend Larry's not here. Yeah. What do you want for Christmas?
Let's see. There is like one thing I feel like I actually want, but I'm trying to remember what it is.
If you do remember, can I take a guess? If you do remember.
Well, you take a guess now, because maybe it's it.
You want a table. A fold up table.
Oh.
You want...
I take the old one.
You want... I don't know what you'd want.
I want a new pair of glasses.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, like what glasses nice. You rock right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, what shape?
I don't know. I was looking get at triangles. Some, but I need to go in person. Triangle glasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, get even smaller ones, bro.
Yeah.
Smaller circle teeny, ones.
Tiny holes.
Or for the ASAP yeah. Rocky yeah. ones. We were just at Ray-Ban yesterday and we were looking at the ASAP Rocky ones. They are definitely
they're
loud. Remember the small ones, the really small shaped ones?
That was an ASAP Rocky.
Oh, my fault.
His were the thick ones.
Yeah, like the LMFAO thick glasses.
Yeah, pretty much. It was those.
Party no,
they had a bunch of different ones. I think I saw Messi as well, or like Ronaldo or somebody selling one of them.
Dude.
Oh, kind of Messi.
Dude, I think that's what the group needs to do. We just need to get into the glasses business.
Hey, really? Man, where my shit's
it's
at?
Untapped, bro. It's got to be untapped.
You're right, actually. What content creator is putting out glasses?
Dude, what content creator is making gum? The group gum? Come on. Group chew? Come on.
Group chew?
Come on.
Come on.
Larry, is Nick's thing delayed at all for you? Is that just a new
hell
sign?
Yeah.
What? My voice?
Your camera.
Your camera's delayed.
Horrifically delayed.
You're looking clear today. You're looking very you clear.
Thanks. I have to shave my face. Nice skin. Ask me what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, what do you want for Christmas?
I actually don't know.
I want La Roche-Posay, I think, is what I just...
You want Roach Pussy?
Roach Pussy?
What'd you say?
La Roche-Posay.
What is that?
La Roche-Posay.
What is that?
Go ahead. Tell the fuck what that is.
I think it's just like facial, or it can be a lot of things. I think they do a bunch of stuff, but it's a really nice face wash.
Oh. Interesting. Mm. Interesting.
Right. But I feel like it's one of those things... I was just going to say, it's like one of those things where you start using it, and if you ever stop using it, you break out and die.
And you're fucked. So like, you're fucked forever.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Dude, I've noticed that when I do my skincare routines, if I keep doing it, it actually breaks my skin out.
It does. No, it's true. If
really?
It's simple, mm-hmm. like as simple as fuck.
Yep.
Then you're like, chill.
True breakout?
Yeah, well, like, not breakout, but, like, I'll get, like, a pimple here and there, and then, like, you know, it just, like, doesn't really help. And so, yeah. I use, like, snail mucin, and I do this other thing, and it's, like, I don't know if it's clogging my shit or what, son, but, like, damn.
Little sneak of the sun there.
By the way, I have something that's off topic, but I posted, or I'm going to be posting a vlog today, so there's a vlog that's going out, the Christmas one, and in that conversation, I talked with Tanner, speaking of clogging, I talked with Tanner about wiping, flushing dude wipes down the sink.
Down the sink?
I mean, sink? I meant down the toilet. Oh my God, down the drain. I'm so dumb. Sorry. Okay look, I want to make this very clear, okay? This is for anyone at home. Do not flush your fucking wipes down the toilet at all.
Yep.
Do not do that. Even if, and people that say, oh, it's flushable. Bro, it's meant not. To get past the toilet. That it's is not. Clogging your pipes going to the street. And then eventually, you're going to get backed up water and your whole house is going to be full of poopy water.
Yep.
It's terrible.
It happened to me.
It's not a good idea to do it. If you're going to use dude wipes, you might as well just throw in the little, if you have a little trash bin.
Yes.
Do it on the trash bin.
Yes.
Put it in there.
Dude.
That's the use.
So I blew up Larry's toilet a few days ago and I used the dude wipes and I realized it was an open bin and I was like, oh, fuck. I can't fold it really nicely and put it there. So I walked to the
poo.
Well, I went to another toilet and I threw it away in another toilet.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
I gotta get close. Yeah, I have an open bin.
It's kind of gross, like having poo.
Yeah, but
in
like
the trash can.
I feel like it's fine if it's closed and if you throw out the bin every week.
Well, yes. What about a bidet? Why don't you just get a bidet?
Yeah, you could do a bidet. Bidets.
Ask for a bidet for Christmas.
Oh
dude.
Wait, yeah, I kind of want a bidet for Christmas.
Ask me what I want.
What do you want? What do you want?
A bidet. A bidet.
Yeah, you want
a bidet?
You should get a bidet.
You know what I want? Oh my god, I know what the fuck I want. Oh my god, not a bidet, dude. I want a block, like a Belkin block phone charger for my phone for the back of Larry. What the hell?
Oh, you fuck!
With
oh, you
face?
Fuck! You talking about one of these right here? Yo, you talking about one of these right here?
What?
Yeah, he stole mine. He stole mine.
Okay.
Really?
Whoa.
No, accidentally. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He took it on accident because you know what? You forget about it, and that's the charm. That's the charm. You slap it on your phone.
Yep.
And it just charges.
Charges.
You forget about it. This is not an ad or nothing, but like this is just what it is. This is real life,
dude.
That's real life.
So I have the iPhone 13 Pro Max. Okay, I haven't upgraded in 3 years, and so I'm sitting here with my phone battery saying it's like 70% total usage or something. So my phone dies hella quick, bro. Hella quick. So, and you know what I think kills it? FaceTime. Mm. I think FaceTime,
dude,
like,
yeah,
actually
FaceTime
overheats your shit, twin.
And also, it's just like, they program their batteries to die.
Well, yeah, they lost the lawsuit for that.
Yeah, it also doesn't help that the iOS, you know, the little transparency shit, like the glass effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a little bit of more power,
dude. Uh-huh. It's crazy. That's like a number one conspiracy thing that got proven true. So like the conspiracy theorists win that battle, where it was like they were like, dude, I feel like Apple slows down the phone on purpose to make you buy another one, and that was like the big conspiracy and accusation for years, and they fucking get proven true.
Hey, dude, man, I see some people rocking iPhone 7s.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, me too. I have a good friend that's, what is it? I don't know. It's one of the ones still got the home button.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's nuts.
Why?
Yeah, like, I think it was past. Yeah,
just
because
they don't really use it. Like, not like we do. Like, they're not very much on
not wired.
And
yeah, I low-key wish that I was kind of like that.
Dude, me too.
I find myself like, being wired. Addicted to my phone, and but it's like your job is on your phone.
God.
Yeah.
You well, you, yeah, it the is. Job is somewhat on the phone, but like how much really? Because what time do you spend on?
Yeah,
the phone?
Like it's scrolling on Instagram.
What's the
part
quality?
Of your
what's
job?
The quality looking like? Because my time sometimes it's like searching up shit, and then I go on Wikipedia, and then I'm looking through, and I'm like, whoa. And I'm like reading more about it. And I'm like, whoa. And then you like look more into like the external links and you're like, whoa. No,
you wiki head.
I think.
Whoa, I do like wiki. I love the wiki.
I think that for me, I like to keep up with the news and what's going on in the present day world. I like to keep up with memes. That's a great one. You gotta follow your meme pages, dude. But no, for real, like that's what I mean. I really do scroll just to kind of like keep up with the shit, dude. I don't want to ever fall behind and become unk.
Well,
almost caught myself asking what 6'7" meant all those months ago.
Well, I was asking what 6'7" meant even today, really.
even today,
really? What is 6'7"?
It's all, I don't know, dude. I feel like I actually was just writing in my journal today. I think year of 2026 is like the year of conscious change, like actually like working towards change and building new habits.
And you know
like,
why? I feel like it's because right, like this year was really extreme with the how really just everyone was tuning it to like 11. Okay,
yeah.
Like the amp, you have amps that go up to 10, and then you have one specific amp that goes up to 11, and that amp was used this year. But now everyone's kind of like, well, when you get to an extreme point, it's like you can get even more extreme, but then it just gets annoying.
This year has been very insane and everything, I feel like, just like culturally.
Extreme just gets redundancy.
Dude, it's just, we live in a crazy world, and it's just like, I just want my time to be going to better things, I feel like.
What, you know? Describe something that would be a better thing.
Creative things or just like literature. But the thing with I've noticed about creativity is that it's like you don't really want to force it because it just feels bad.
Let me tell you a little thing about creativity.
Yeah, please
and its
do,
uses,
sir.
Because when I think about creativity, when I think about like the whole point of it, right? It's a communication device. Like it's a means to communicate one thing or an idea to an audience, and that audience can be very broad or very niche or very specific. And how you go about explaining that idea. Now, it kind of gets twisted because right now, art and all that kind of does get put into the whole like stratosphere of how much can I sell this for, or like how much money can I make from this, or like it's kind of like a status thing, right? It gets turned into like a status thing about, I don't know, it's just a thing. So like, but in reality, art is really just a means to express one thing to another. At least like that's what I use it. And that, like when I think about it like that, it does help clear up like, okay, in that sense, let me ask myself, what do I want to say, or what is there to say? And and for me to right now, what I want to say is, why is Isaac in this call all of a sudden? Yeah. That's my question. So what's my artful way of showing Isaac Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen, George, join the call.
Welcome back to my group of chat. Today I am sick, and I wish I could be here with my friends, but I didn't bring my Go XLR, and I didn't bring my Shure SM7B.
Neither did I, sir, and I'm still here.
Oh, what? Ooh. I didn't get permission. Larry told me. He said, you joined on your phone? Get the hell out of here. That's what he said.
Larry
to me.
Told me no.
That's what Dang. I said.
Dang, Larry, did you really tell this guy no, dude?
I said, get the fuck out. I said, get.
I can't believe that. I just can't believe that. It's so I said, not Holly, get. And it's so not Jolly.
Hey, man, last time Nick, when he was out of town, he took his Go XLR and his laptop and his mic.
What does that say?
Didn't you miss one because you like pooped for too long or something?
Why did I miss a podcast?
There was a reason. Yeah, you had it.
Oh,
you had
I remember why I missed a podcast, because I was you looking were at snowing. My car.
Oh.
But Tallulah.
Well, there was that also time when you went snowing with Chills.
I hijacked this. Sorry, you guys. I'm going to go be sick.
Okay. Yeah, you are sick right now. Also,
I hope that Santa brings you lots
Santa's
of
Santa's not bringing mixed. Me nothing. He's not bringing me anything. He said, you're sick, and I can't get the flu. I'm Santa. That's what he said. He emailed me.
No, Santa's like God. You can't get sick.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't even know that. Well, that's informative. Thank you, Gronk.
Same thing.
Wow.
All right, I'm out. I love you guys.
Bye, Isaac.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays.
Bye, Isaac. Dude, fuck that guy.
Can you guys tell I haven't gotten like quality sleep, bro? My eyes hurt.
Oh, poor guy.
Dude, you know what you need to do? You need to run water on your face. That's what you need to do.
Bro.
Bring water to my face?
Water, cold water, ice cube, put it all around your eyes. Like, I've been complaining about having that puffiness on my face for a while. One, I started cutting out a lot of sugar. Two, I do not allow light when I sleep. And three, I have a lot of water and less sodium. And you just get better sleep kind of like that way.
Well, I have a lot of water using my gamer. Okay, sorry.
That was good.
But no, I do drink a lot of water. I've been drinking a lot of tea and like,
right.
Just that in general. Like,
yeah.
Actually, that's also cap, because for a few days, also not yesterday or the day before, but like for a few days before that, I was drinking a lot of fucking Chipotle with Coke.
Well,
and you know, that's,
I'm telling you, man, the sugar is not good, dude.
Yeah,
we need more studies. We need more studies on like aspartame and sugar and all that stuff. Whoa. That's what we need.
Well, we need more public humiliation. You're drinking Coke, dude. The fuck?
Ew.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out. It's a water party, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're drinking Gamer Stuff's Brand Risk using code GROUP, dude. You're fucking boss.
You're boss. You're total boss.
You're fucking friend. Awesome.
Come on, fucking in, dude. Come on in, brother. Here,
I
want to
hear more
bro.
On your creative thing that you're saying.
Oh yeah, I was.
Communication.
Communication. The way.
I think that like creativity and art is supposed to be a really good way of invoking feeling, right? And like you are able to. Sometimes people have a really hard time getting their words out for what they're actually feeling. So it's sometimes just easier to draw it out, paint it out, sculpt it out, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like with creativity being, I feel like people nowadays, there's a lot of creativity, but I also feel like a lot of people are lacking creativity at the same time.
Well, there's a lot of spread of like you know, there's a lot of sort of like reuse, like it's fun to reuse an idea and like, you know, sort of build off of something else. But if you're without
having, dude, what if we ran out of original ideas and we're just fucked? Like, what if like no one can
think that could ever happen?
Huh?
Dude, he said that can never happen.
Yeah, bro, I don't think that could ever happen.
I thought that I came up with the name Soft Willy. I was like, dude, surely no one said Soft Willy. No one came up with that. Turns out motherfuckers on Instagram or bro, whatever.
People say, you know, people, like, you got to think about it. Like, people who say Willy, right? You know,
you
like,
never had an original thought,
sure they've
bro.
Said Soft Willy. I'm sure they've said it.
Bro, I think, like, pretty much every single sentence is the first time that sentence has ever been said ever.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, that's pretty original.
So there's that one TikTok account that's like they say some weird, they say some crazy shit.
Yeah,
and they say some shit that's like when you and your girl fucking, but then a bee gets in the way, and then the bee stings your dick, and so then it gets pretty crazy.
That is definitely like, that is definitely a one time person sentence to say. And you're the second.
No, it is. Yeah. The whole account has been doing it for years. I swear to God, it starts with a Q. It's like.
Quagmire.
I won't be able to remember. No, not Quagmire. No, not Quagmire.
Quick Trip.
No,
Quesadilla.
I don't remember, but yeah, they said some sentences that are like, okay, I don't think I've heard that one. But yeah, it's just like, and another thing too, it's purpose. It's like, what's the purpose of it? You know, for some people, they're trying to create artwork to bring attention or awareness to something they're wanting to get donations for, right? So then you think about, for some people, it's like, okay, let's think about something that'll catch people's eyes or their attention. Actually, another, like commercials. Commercials are meant to sort of, you know, invoke something in you so that you associate a feeling with a product. That's the purpose. So when you see those stupid AI fucking Coke commercials, like they're trying to make you feel cool, but the way of doing it using AI like totally strips that away. So you got to think about it all. Grunk.
I was watching one commercial. I forget what it was for. So failed a commercial in that aspect, but it was like just
that's a
so
good point. That's a good
saturated,
point.
Like it was so bright and like, here's this freaking product, dude. Look at the screen. It's so bright and make all of your dopamine fly off the charts.
Well, dude, it should teach you that like also how much effort and how quality it is. Does not entirely mean it's not equal to the reception or you know, if you put more effort and more quality into something, does not always mean that it's gonna be more views or more whatever the fuck. Because
dude,
I always think about fucking Fushigi, and that ad was made on like Venice Beach with like a shitty ass camera and hella acting.
That shit was
like,
made with lies, so bro. That shit was made and crafted
made
with pure lies.
Bro.
It was a marketing
but
gimmick.
Guess what? Witchcraft. Here I am, 2025, thinking about Fushigi in the commercial.
That was the craziest lick of 2000s, like, early 2000s.
Yeah, and like, dude, I'm like,
good point.
Dude, that
worked.
Can I say something real fast too? It's kind of crazy because we're at a point now where, and I saw a tweet about this. Someone was saying that a lot of companies are dumping money into making AI fucking ads or whatever commercials. That Porsche made their own hand drawn custom like ad that they did, and people were treating it like it was so fucking amazing because like the bar went from like it being that to then everyone going to AI and they stuck with that. So now it actually looks like they're actually high quality and premium again. Yep. It's like, what the hell?
Well, no, that's true. Dang. That's separating a thing because if you think about it, if AI is being marketed as like, if you want to be creative but never had the means to, you could do it now.
Dude, Mark Cuban said some shit. Did you see that on Twitter perchance?
Sorry
to cut you off. Yeah, Mark Cuban was like, now is the time. I'm actually going to find out what he actually said, but he was basically in a paraphrase form advocating for it. And yeah, it was. That was good. That was really good. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Well,
sorry.
Dude, damn, Mark Cuban, you tweet so fucking much, dude. You tweet like four times in the last
nothing.
Hour.
Like,
get off,
these
you burger.
People do nothing. They do nothing,
dude.
At all,
Mark Cuban, you're actually a fucking burger.
They
like, what
nothing.
The hell, dude?
Mark Burger Cuban.
All he does is tweets about basketball and occasionally AI. God damn, you know, like what the hell?
Some people really have nothing to do.
Okay,
what a life.
I think I found the. Okay, here he said creators should love AI. AI doesn't make uncreative people creative. It allows creators to become exponentially more creative. creative iteration that used to take hours, days, or weeks can happen in minutes. The different routes you wanted to take but didn't have the money or skill to do, now you can do. The number of gatekeepers drops every day and will eventually hit zero. If you know how to tell a great story, you will love AI. And it's like, dude, like...
Tell the story for me.
Just a TLDR, like, I understand the angle that he's trying to come from, but at the same time, it comes off like you have to, like... Basically, what he's trying to say is that he's dumbing down creativity to, like, a churning out rate, like sort of like a how quickly can you, or like you're able to. It's like creativity and art, does the whole point of it is like it's at the, it's like what the creator and like at their flow and how they do things. It's like, yeah, I don't know, it's just a dumb fucking take. It was just such a stupid take.
Well, that's also to mean that like only the final product matters and none of the process matters, because I love collecting books and shit. Like I was talking about the other few podcasts ago, buying the Cuphead behind the scenes. You can see all the drawings and all the iterations and even like secret bosses that never made it to the final game or things like that. Because process and showing process is a super cool thing as well that people are attracted to. Like, I think that like everyone loves looking behind the scenes of like your favorite thing, because you're like, how the fuck was this thing made, or why, or whatever the hell, you know? But if everything in the fucking world became like, what's the behind the scenes, and all it is fucking prompts, it's like, bro, put a gun in my head.
Dude, what's your AI literacy and how well are you able to get it to describe what you want? It's like,
how detailed are your prompts?
Dude, you don't fucking get it. The way I talk to these bots... They just get me, bro. Like,
bro.
I'm going to make a course on how you can talk to a bot.
My fucking ideas were so good already. And like, these bots just take it to the next level, bro. Like,
I feel like it's... go ahead.
I think I talked about it already, but how my freaking school's doing an AI ethics course. Like, you need it to graduate now.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, though. Like, I think that makes sense.
I'd rather that.
I inherently believe... always that a human made song and someone that actually like took the time. There are people that just make songs just for bullshit, right? Like,
so many family members that like, well, no, that's cap. I've only had one instance actually, but it was kind of funny. It was just like showing me that they were making music. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then it was like AI music. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, you know what it is? It almost comes across like it's an excuse, or like it's a reason not to fully learn it, but you're able to do it because you have the ability now. And it's like, I don't want to call it like, it's almost like having bumpers on when you're playing, like when you're bowling, but also like, I don't know. It's just kind of like weird. It's just, I don't know. I just don't agree with it personally. That's all. Mm. I just don't think that it should kind of like fuck with the creative shit. Like it's always going to be used for something, but not every tool needs to be used for everything. Well,
the problem,
like,
the fucking problem is generation. That's what it is. Generation. Like even the word AI got skewed so bad because of how, because it was already a word. I mean, it was already a thing. Let's think about like fucking the AI of GTA 4 and how the ragdolling AI was like, or the NPC and the way they reacted. Mm-hmm. Like that's AI. That's all bot, or like that's all a system put in place so that it reacts to this like ever-changing character. Like,
bro, I remember when like AI, like artificial intelligence, back before COVID actually, I remember hearing some girl that was working on an AI project. Like I was talking with her about it, and she was talking about how she put like 1,000 lines of code down and that she's training in machine learning this computer for like, so it was a tool, right? But like the way that she was, I was like, oh, that's fucking sick, right? Like that's awesome. Like you're able to use it for like actual usage and tools. And now it's like, dude, we're sitting here making AI images of a cat and a dog playing basketball.
Again, generation.
Yeah.
Generation.
Yeah.
Generation is the death of us all.
Well,
generation.
I don't think it's going to be the death of us all if we turn it around now.
Turn around.
We aren't gonna.
We're going to turn it. We're not. Yeah, we are not gonna. We are the group. And we are.
Yeah, you got that right.
We are. Yeah, we are. But
we are the group.
Can I say something cool?
Yeah.
Okay, hear me out. Need everyone to hear me out for a second.
Oh, hell no. You better say some freaky shit.
Really hear me out is always the death of us.
No. Wait. It's actually, it's Fi. It's Fi. Okay, listen. Ready?
Okay.
Larry, hear me out. Drop the walls. Everybody listening right now, drop the walls for a second. Open your mind. Okay.
I'm opening the
door. Now, I'm giving the sauce because I don't even know if it's sauce. I have no idea how it's going to taste. It might taste awful. But, bro, hear me out. a chrome can. And it's called, remember this? Remember this? I talked about this a little bit. This is a Gamer Subs can. I took off the thing. Now imagine you had a drink, right? Your whole thing. This is the branding. There's nothing on it. It's literally called chrome can. And you distinguish, maybe you have like something underneath that can tell you what it is or whatever. But like the different flavors are talked about based upon the cap top. And like it could just be started with like water. Because you know how like Liquid Death started? It was like a whole marketing thing to kind of look like beer and whatever else to kind of like. It was like to just kind of
I was wondering like it was like super metal.
Yeah,
like,
I still water. Never knew know what it is. Yeah. Is it really just water?
Well, it's sparkling water.
Yeah, wow. They have like different things. They have like teas and stuff like that flavors, too. But
I thought it was at least energy.
But they made water in cans cool. Or sparkling water, cool.
It's like dude wipes.
Yeah. No, I'm not using baby wipes. What the fuck?
I'm using fucking dude wipes.
I'm not fucking baby. Girl drink.
What'd you say? Yeah. What'd you say, Gronk?
Okay. I just said I'm not drinking LaCroix. That's for girls.
There you go. You're drinking fucking Liquid Death.
Yeah.
I'll take
one Liquid Death, please.
I was thinking, hey, man, what if we made chrome can, or someone made a chrome can, and listen, the marketing tactic is that it's a fucking chrome can. That's it. There's nothing on it. It's called the chrome can, bro. What are you drinking? I'm drinking a chrome can. Bro.
Would you guys drink from the chrome can? Which, if you saw that in a store, you'd be like, yo,
what the hell yo. Is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
I think first impression would be like, yo, they forgot the label, bro.
What the fuck?
Yo. And then,
like, you're like, bro, oh, wait, that's the chrome can.
See, you're laughing.
That's
though.
The chrome.
Yeah, but
you're
laughing. Like, yeah, but like the ad is that it's just a chrome can. I'm drinking chrome can. I was saying we call it chrome, but then I feel like Gugu would be pissed at us or something.
Gugu.
Gugu.
Oh.
Gugu chrome.
Mirror.
Yeah. Chrome can.
But then again, like they wouldn't trademark for like beverage and food.
Just hope and I pray like. If chrome can got into stores, I just hope that people don't follow suit, because then it'll look like there's this scene I saw in a movie where it was like bowl, spoon, like nothing had a brand in it. It was just like, that's what it is. Like,
oh my bowl, God. Spoon, yeah. Everything spoon. Just like a awesome. Pastel color with nothing. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Dude.
Sounds dystopian to me.
Yeah. A wait, what if that's awesome. Like, what if this is like the intro to like dystopian level, no branding shit?
Yeah.
The chrome can.
Willie brings dystopia. It. Willie's ushers in.
Dude, I was just thinking about it. It's like, bro, like, what can set you apart? Okay, instead of having something flashy, you have something that is generic as hell, and that's the marketing, and you just like, let's just say I want it to be water. The lid at the top can be blue. Like a nice...
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean?
Okay. It sounds easy, but you got to think about it too, because...
Thinking.
Let's look at Amazon Basics, because Amazon Basics has a very, very simple look. Because it's literally just, they always use just a flat color, bro. And they just put Amazon logo and basic.
It's the basics.
It's all it is.
It's Amazon. Just the basics. It's like core. It's like basics. Core color, core drop.
Yeah.
It's like Amazon
exactly,
core.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So you got to make sure that like it doesn't fall into that in a sense, because you still want to kind of expand it. But like.
Yeah, but it starts with the chrome can and it can just go, bro. We can. I haven't thought past chrome can, but I will say I think it's fire.
Well, let's ask the folks. So, if y'all saw a chrome can, would y'all fucking look at it and be like, "Let me
detach it from Willie. Detach it from Willie.
Detach it from Willie.
Saw it."
But again, keep the mind open to it. Right? Don't raise those walls back up, because the chrome can idea is already beyond those walls. See, there's no point in putting it back up.
It's already out there.
It's already infiltrated in the yeah. So no point to keep the walls down.
Would you get really fucking pissed if someone from this podcast went and just did it?
No.
Oh really?
Really?
No,
what
I don't.
If it became like huge, like humongous.
Like what did you lost on? Like
I think that if someone were to kind of steal it and take it, I don't think that they'd. No. That's like that's my version of like a girl playing with her hair or something. Like,
well,
I mean,
actually,
like,
if we're talking billions,
well, I don't think someone would pull a Michael Jackson on me. I'll just say it that way.
Okay.
What that means is that Michael Jackson. Paul McCartney did not own his publishing rights to all of his music. And so Michael Jackson, after Thriller exploded, He basically had so much money, he bought the publishing company for the publishing rights to Paul McCartney and Elvis songs and stuff like that. But he asked Paul McCartney first. He's like, are you going to buy those songs? And he's like, nah, I'm not going to. He asked multiple times. So he bought it. And then Paul McCartney was like, yo, can I have my songs? And Michael Jackson was like, nah, it's just business, bro. It's just business. And then he made like, I think $250 million annually from like songs that.
So he was like,
it's just business, crazy. Bro. It's just business, bro.
Look at my son. Oh my God. That's crazy.
That's something
I didn't even know. That's so cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of history about like Michael Jackson owning a lot of the Beatles music. It's crazy.
That's a flex. That's like better than like a chain or something, dude. That's a fucking flex, baby.
I own
the Beatles catalog.
Camden actually just got I think it was Paul McCartney's margarita recipe. Like
His personal margarita recipe?
Personal margarita.
How did he do that? Margarita. Who gave it to him?
His girlfriend's mom knows this business owner who had access to it or something.
Okay.
Dude, what?
Who really knows? It's pretty crazy.
Also, give me a second, boys. I'm going to grab a can.
Yeah.
I low key, like I said, I'm like.
Yeah, you're good, man. You're good. Dude, Grunk, I feel like we could totally wait to talk about this with Larry, but for the listeners in the audience at home, last night, I had a very interesting dream. For some reason I was offered to smoke meth in my dream, and I did, and nothing happened at first. I think I don't remember too much because it's a dream. You know how like that shit happens where it's like in the morning you remember, and then over time it's just like a distant memory,
it disappears.
Yeah, so I think at first I didn't like smoke it properly, and then I remember at the very like near the end of my dream I smoked it properly, and all I saw were like shapes and rainbows and shit. So I think Grunk and I are gonna start a channel together, and we Jack and Nick reviews of.
Why are you guys doing meth? Why are y'all?
Oh, what the hell? How'd you hear that?
Drugs,
bro. I have headphones.
Are they wireless?
I have headphones,
dude. Yes, wireless bro. Headphones are so good.
My head. Santa head is on.
What if I just use these headphones and said goodbye to the Go XLR?
This, hey, vibe.
You know what? This is an overrated ass thing. I'll be honest. Sure, SM7B is great.
I like the post production of it.
No. It's a really good mic. It's underrated as hell. This sure is SM7B.
But yeah.
Well, there's no other company that's made another like GoXLR esque shit. Like, maybe I'm lying here, but you know, not that I know of. At least not marketed to gamers.
Don't lie, bro.
Because it's usually like a lot of like podcast stuff and like,
You don't like podcast stuff? Ugh.
No, I like podcast stuff. But where are the gamers? Where are the gamers at? Gamers are getting shit on, guys. RAM's going up, SSD's going up, everything's going up.
Gaming,
man.
Yeah. Fucking is dying in new ways. PC in ways not impossible.
And then Steam comes along, and then the Steam box saves everything.
And then Gaben comes along. And Gaben
comes along.
Gaben gives everyone in the United States $100.
Wait, let's think about this for a second here. Everything is going up in prices for PC games. But now Gaben comes in and sells. Oh no, because they're being fucking held back because they don't even know if they can afford. Never mind.
Well, I lied. I will say, you know, we talked about this on the last podcast, I believe, or the one before, about RAM prices going up and stuff like that. And that's because, again, Micron is going, essentially, they're not selling to retail anymore.
My boy.
But that's also going to affect, potentially affect SSD prices as well now.
Yeah.
Storage devices, because solid state drives and M.2 drives.
Boo.
Right?
So, the flash, all that flash shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm never upgrading my computer again.
dude, you're gonna fall behind.
Either one of two things are gonna have to happen. Number one, gaming is gonna have to be really optimized like how they used to be, which is honestly,
we need that.
Dude, like, maybe why is Call of Duty like 300, 400 like gigs, dude, bro?
I saw a stupid ass tweet that was like the apparent game size for GTA 6 that appeared on the game, or I don't know if it was like the Xbox store, the PlayStation store, 600 and something gigabytes.
And it's $150 for the game.
Can't even.
Isn't it like
is it really 150?
Wasn't it like 150, Larry?
Larry, fact check that.
Larry,
how much is GTA 5 gonna be?
GTA 5 gonna be?
GTA 6.
Six.
Oh no, It said, I think it was a joke tweet, but it said 600 and something gigabytes.
No. How much money?
How much?
How much will it cost?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be like $100.
It's like the designer of video games, dude.
Well, okay, I can say all the rumors. These are all rumors, so please, for the love of God, listen to me. It's a rumor.
80
when you,
grand.
When you
no,
open
I'm
the game,
Larry
said this. No,
Larry
said this was
too.
A rumor.
No.
A rumor. Like,
yo, I heard GTA 6 is going to be 600 gigabytes.
Guys.
No, fuck you.
Yeah. Guys.
And to that I say, fuck you.
Bad news.
Guy in the back. But look, there's apparently going to be even like systems where you can make your own beats in the fucking game and like make your own. They have like an own DAW system.
They do?
Yes.
That's so crazy.
Wait, dude, I thought about that. I was like, dude, you can make your own shit.
It's
going to
introduce a whole bunch of people who don't know anything about making music into making music in GTA 6.
And then you can make music and put it into the GTA radio, maybe.
This is crazy.
Dude. And also with like, it's just, yeah, that's just
can
what
we get
it is.
Done
and hey, what if,
on
this is
there.
Completely out of my brain now, but like since, streaming is so prevalent, what if they introduce streaming in GTA 6, but like in the game itself and
you become an influencer in GTA 6?
That's insane. This is, I can't imagine.
That,
like,
this is what
dude,
I mean by
you guys
like,
remember Cyberpunk and what
oh my
happened
God,
there?
Yeah. Yeah.
But this Rockstar is different though.
Guys, I'm a fucking chud. Like, I'm going to say it. I'm a chud.
Why?
Because
why
I just realized something. I went to the gym in this hat. I went out and I left the fucking tag on.
Oh, brokey
really
claws,
bad.
Brokey claws,
brokey
claws
all
day.
Dang it, dude!
La la la,
dude.
Yeah, everyone saw it. Nobody told you. Nobody told you. Nobody fucks
Nobody
with you, Nick. Holy
I got
shit.
Recognized twice yeah. today, and not one of those chuds told me.
They probably laughed at you.
Yeah,
man,
one,
yeah, I think they actually. Like,
One guy I met in the bathroom, and I recorded a video of me saying hi to his girlfriend in the bathroom, and then the other one, it was just like a quick, hey bro, love your videos, and it was in Walmart.
Oh.
So.
Dude, yesterday we were at the domain, and like the guy was going to work,
so funny.
Like, dude, what's up, dude? I was like, we were like, oh yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
fuck
awesome.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Larry,
that's so sweet.
Larry forgot something, and he had to run back to go to the place where we ate at. Remember Yard House?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, the food. I had a steak. Y'all, is it bad for me to have a... I had a little steak at like, I don't know, 1 p.m.
Ooh, it's Christmas Eve, bro. You can do whatever.
No, yesterday.
No, it wasn't today. It wasn't today.
It was Christmas
yesterday.
Eve.
It was yesterday.
Oh, that's yeah. That's pretty chill, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel like that should be more normalized.
Can you name Harvey into cow?
Dang, I was about to talk about Harvey. I can't tell who that is.
That's Harvey.
That one's Harvey.
That's Harvey.
Yeah.
How are they taking the new? Because we haven't even said this, and we're 40 minutes into the podcast. You're at your fucking old place, bro.
Yeah, I'm at my parents' house right now.
You're in the bedroom, like
yeah, this is where I sleep. This isn't my classic location.
That's where you live. That's where you lived for 20 something years.
Cap.
Oh yeah. Sorry, forgot you didn't live there your whole life.
But they like. Don't get along. Well, I should say the other animals don't get along with them. Like, it felt so bad because, like, one of the cats, Rosie, bro, she, like, pushed Harvey into a corner. And, like, he just doesn't know how to defend himself. Like, I just felt so bad. He was so scared.
He's not used
and,
to like, conflict,
he,
bro.
No, not at all. And he was, like, he just kept getting closer and closer to the corner. Whenever he was finally backed in, bro, he was just, like, his ears went back. And he started hissing. And it's just like, no, he doesn't know any better. Stop. Yeah.
Dude, that's how I thought I was going to be in, like, New York. When everybody was, like, warning me, they were, like, don't look at nobody. Like, keep your head down. If anyone comes up to you and says they wanted to, like, give you a CD, or a photo, don't say no.
Yep.
I was like, okay.
You're right, back to your corner, bro.
Yep. It's a very real thing, bro.
Other than that, they're pretty good. It just sucks that they're so limited to like two rooms. They got my room and the spare room to do whatever in.
I see.
That's fun.
Because it can't, because the dog will freaking chase them. And like she tries to be so scary to them. And it's like so unnecessary. She goes like her scariest sound that she could ever make. Like she never makes that sound normally. She only does it because it scares the shit out of the cats.
Like fucking asshole.
Yeah,
that's what
seriously.
It's doing.
But she's chill with other cats. So
excuse me.
Yeah, but it's like anytime that Mookie chases my cats, they're gonna run. So it's like a a game type deal.
God. Sorry, y'all. I have a,
it's so weird.
Larry, you got a thing. You got a thing, bro.
I've developed something. It was not a good idea to like really have that thing about like trying to burp your burps out as hard as you can and all that for years.
What?
And, you know,
oh.
Because now it's just a bad habit.
It is a bad habit, bro.
Every time I have a burp, I used to, when I used to burp, you know, I was like, keep it in, you know, like be polite. But now it comes up and I'm like, burp. And then it registers and I'm like, oh.
Ooh.
My bad. My bad.
It's so funny because like, we'll be outside and he'll just do it and just keep walking as if nothing happened. Or like we'll be at Cabo Bob's and it's like, bruh. Anyway, I think it happened in one of my vlogs recently where we are Cabo Bob's and you just burp out loud.
It happens like mid conversation. I'm talking and it, bruh. My bad.
Anyway, so yeah. Manners.
It's okay. It's all right.
I'll fix it. Hey, 2026 resolution, y'all. 2026.
Yeah, I feel like 2026.
Stop burping out loud.
Stop burping out loud. Like fuck. Like damn. Like shit.
2025. Dang. Tell us over. We're gonna have to do a reflection.
I know what my want for 2026 is gonna be.
What?
What's it gonna be?
I want the group to take off again. And I want the group to...
Wait a minute. You just said that at the very beginning, you're like, invest now. Well, and now you're going, I wanted to go. I hope...
Well, no. I'm investing into the group, right? We all are. So I want to make sure that, you know... Because I feel like sometimes we don't entirely... I think the point of the podcast, like it's great to have a podcast because we're able to kind of like convey what's going on behind the scenes sometimes or so people can see a little right. bit more about us. So it's like, you know, Larry, that like I've been very, very on top of like making sure that things are, you know, and you too, getting, you know, things done and like making sure that we've got plans for the, you know, the new year. And like once January 1st hits, we are immediately recording for the group stuff. And, you know, it's a lot of like behind the scenes of like working with editors to make sure that they can stay on top of the footage for gaming and then for the main channel. So just a lot of planning and I'm just happy that we're finally at a point where like we're all ready to do that because.
And structure, I think structure in our lives. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my sister and my mom, my brother today, and I was telling them all about it because I was telling them that like, hey, you know, scheduling's going to be a little bit different next year because it's going to be a bit ahead. And that's also going to mean that like if you guys needed to schedule any sort of like, you know, if my nephew. Say my nephew's graduating and you guys want to do something, let me know so that I can tell the guys and we can plan ahead and things like that. So it's like, that's another aspect of it too.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, are there anyone who's I don't even think anyone who's like a big creator listens to us. Hi.
Hey.
But you know, I think in life, I think not even in this field of work, but like I think in life in general, like having a good sense of schedule or like knowing how to plan yourself ahead of time about things and I don't know, it makes I know.
Does that
I
resolution know, start after this podcast or does it start?
No, 2026, okay. Bro. 2025, okay. Bro.
I'm just asking.
Damn you! Damn you! Okay. Excuse me. My brain actually like cleared up after that.
Wow.
You were just talking about having a good structure in this field of work or in any form of work.
Yeah. Well, in life in general, because like it makes moments like when you're actually relaxing and you've done the things you need to do. I mean, it's just like I'm staying in obvious, and I know it's one of those things that everyone gets. You tell it to yourself, or someone tells you, and you're like, I know, and it's like, you know. Then the next thing is I act.
I'm doing
I act. I know happening. I act. And
yeah,
it's always like a lesson to learn in life. It's a thing of making sure that the things that need to get done first and then do the things. It's a priority thing. It's a priority list. It's a thing of, you know.
Yeah.
And it makes the moments when you're hanging out with people sweeter or better or more focused, more concentrated. Yep. You're not thinking about something else when you're like, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just good practice, right? And also, you never let like, you know, you never want to do the thing where you're like, you do something, you make a mistake, and then let's say it happens again, you never want to be like, well, that's just how I am.
Yeah, you can't settle, bro.
No, you can't settle. No settling involved.
It's settling, but it's also keeping the mindset of people have to just accept you for your actions, and that's just it. You're able to write it off. Like, bro, I'm stuck in my ways, dude. Like, dude, that's why I like old people, dude, that are like, yeah, I know, dude.
Yeah.
It's like there are those people, there's like those cool old people that are like very, like their mind is still moldable and they're able to like adapt to different things. And then there's like the hard stuck old people that are like stuck in their ways. And it's like, dude, I wonder at what point they decided to be that way or if they were like that their whole life.
Right.
You know,
because, you know, it's interesting because you are right. There are old people who are out there still changing, still, you know, they're molding. Growing, they're still different. They're
learning.
Dude, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Sorry to cut you off, but like some older people, like older, like, I guess like one of the quickest references I can think of is like older people who are in like gay couples, right? Or like lesbian couples, but they're older. Right. And so like they were especially open minded.
I love older gay men. I don't know why. They're just so cute.
But the point is that their mind was very open in a time where like they weren't entirely allowed that. Especially.
Oh yeah. They were ahead of the they put money in Bitcoin when Bitcoin was like a fucking thought.
Yeah.
Yep. Put money into love.
Exactly. Well, no, they invested into love coin. I mean,
you're right. In a society where it was not accepted, they were still they were willing to go with it. They were still willing to take the bullets from people who were just shooting.
Especially the ones that are very prideful, or especially the ones that are very open about it, right? Like that kind of like you're allowing yourself that kind of acceptance or like the thoughts of like just difference.
I was just reading into, because I've been listening a lot to Wham recently, because, you know, it's Christmas time, and I was listening to a lot of Wham, and then I got into, like, George Michael, who's one of the singers of in Wham, actually the singer in Wham, I guess you could say. Oh, no, I shouldn't put no disrespect, but great voice. And he was very closeted for a long time because of pressures of, you know, like, their music had a very female audience, so he felt that like, and also he was told to kind of keep it on the hush hush, because it's like we can't lose this shit and whatnot.
Bad business.
But then it came out later, and now it's like, dude, now it's like it sucks, but he would have been fine. It's like fuck, and I don't know. It was just a thing that I was that I looked into recently, and I was like, wow, I didn't know that was something. Because when you look at like a lot of Wham's like music videos or album covers, I'm like, I'm looking at George Michael and I'm like,
does this resonate with his true self?
Exactly.
dude, and I feel like one thing that needs to be realized is that like change takes time and it's so gradual, and you may not even notice that you are successfully changing for the longest time, but then you look back after like a couple years and you're like, dang, wait.
Yeah.
I low-key have done a lot.
One of like the biggest indicators for change is when you look back at yourself and cringe.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're like, dude, I'm like a whole different person, you know? Like I think another pretty good gauge, if like people listening, or if you guys, like if you were in relationships in like the past, and like years pass, right? And then you think back at how you were in that relationship, and you're like, I wonder what happened if we met again, just like to converse, have a conversation.
Yeah.
It would be like, when I think about that, I'm like, holy shit, that's like, I'm a totally different person.
Yeah.
Like I think differently. I act differently. I, you know, and I never had bad intentions then, but like, or even now, right? It's just, you just are a different person,
it's
right?
It's different. Exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't always, like, I think it's very easy, or like, it's a lot easier to look back and you're like, but it doesn't always have to be that. It's like when you look back, it's a negative thing, where, because sometimes I look back at myself and I was making like stupid jokes, but I think of it like cute. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that time. Yeah. That was cute. Or like, it was just like, oh, and then I want to like retell the same jokes now.
Like, dude, we used to think my name is Jeff is funny, bro. Like what?
It's still funny as shit, dude. I don't know.
Exactly.
My name's Jeff. But
like, you still like actually laugh at that shit.
Yeah. Like, dude, remember Flight Reacts? He reacted to my name is Jeff compilation.
No, Jinx.
Or, yeah, that's what I meant.
Jinx, yeah.
My fault.
Jinx.
Yeah. Oh, not Batman. Yeah.
Nah, Spider-Man. How the fuck did he do that for so long?
Dude? Yeah, for the listeners that are not sure what we're talking about, look up Jinx Reacts. My name is Jeff compilation. Yep.
Dude, I used to watch him like for real. Like,
no, me too. Like, I'd come home from school, put on like, some jeans.
Why
it's
though? Like
about
why?
That time for my daily dose of vibe. Oh my god. Splendid.
Yep. Splendid. So
yeah, guys. I've been going through a lot of old YouTube shit as well. Like I love it. Old Lego animations. Lego pizza delivery. I love it. Lego ray gun where this guy is like showing off his like Lego
Dude, yes,
gun
and he's able to reload it and shit.
He has a battery in it. Cool. And he's like reloading it.
Dude, I watched the Lego Thunder Gun video. Someone built the, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, same guy. It's the same guy, I'm pretty sure.
I think he did the Wonder Waffle gym. Too. The Wunderwaffe.
Yeah, he did all the Call of Duty shit.
The Wunderwaffe.
And I was like, I was doing puzzles. I was doing that puzzle I was talking about. And like I was watching like old WWE entrances and like the songs for them. I was watching Call of Duty outro songs because they would always like, you would die. You hear like the laugh track.
Yeah.
And
then,
and then you hear like. And I was like, oh, yep. Dude. Because every map had a different song.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I was just like, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Fucking amazing.
Dude, games used to matter.
Games mattered. Oh. Yeah, and like everything had some sort of color in it, and like that's another problem. It's like things are a little duller. A little duller. Just a little tiny bit duller.
Now you got Fortnite though.
Oh yeah, now you got Fortnite though.
It's like, don't forget, I wonder, I'd be thinking about like what we're nostalgic for and then what today's kids are going to be nostalgic for.
Right.
I'm just curious.
Dude. It's crazy because like.
Season 1 Fortnite.
Yeah. Well, I'm nostalgic for that.
Are you?
I'd say
season 1 Fortnite.
It's like, yeah, I was on that shit.
Dude, nostalgia for me is Halo Reach, MW2, Black Ops 2.
I missed that by a hair.
Yeah, you did. you low-key did, bro. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I think that I'm a part of the generation that had an amazing childhood. Like, amazing things were happening when I was a kid growing up. I had, like, all the colorful Christmases that you'd see in, like, early 2000s, whatever. All the fun toys. All the technology was growing. All the fun games, whatever. And now adulthood kind of low-key sucks. Like
you got rug pulled.
Yeah, dude. You grow up with, like, amazing childhood, and then adulthood happens, and it's a fucking shit fest nowadays.
It's crazy. I feel like everything, like, there used to be, like, okay, here are the good games, like GTA, Call of Duty, Sims, Halo.
Sorry,
you know,
dealer.
Yeah,
all right, here's a good game.
And now it's just like,
your plug comes back and you're opening the other side.
It's oversaturated and people are trying to hit formulas that the old games like did, and it's like, oh god.
Dude, that's actually why I don't like YouTube as much for like what it is, bro. I was telling Larry that like one of my most recent vlogs, because it's so long, it's actually performing better on YouTube simply because it's keeping people on the platform longer because of how long it is. It's like,
wow.
It's like, dude, what? Dude, I get the whole, like, if you have a good video, it
have
works.
To be rewarded for something like that. It's like, that's YouTube forcing its hand, by the way. That's like what's forcing people to do specific types of shits. And that's why, like, I'm careful and I select what I want to watch depending on just how I, you know, what I have an interest in. And also, like, how I, you know, because even like videos that are very long, some of them can be like still slop. Like, bro, essay videos, low key, lost their charm. For me, because now the way that the structure and like how they go about some of these channels,
they
took inspiration.
There's one
like
that was I watched recently.
Don't
like,
say anything.
Genuinely bad. Like I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like a complete nothing burger video,
bro. You know what it is? It's like they talk. Artists. They're like introducing something. Because for me, I watch sometimes like history type of videos or just like interesting things that happened in real life years ago. It'd be like this is. So they're talking about this type of topic or whatever, but they're like, but in order to tell you that, we have to go back 20 years.
And then the entire video is just telling you nothing. Yes, it's leading up
to like a 2-minute segment about what you were actually wanting to like learn about.
Yep.
And so, and dude, I've been finding out too, a lot of these videos are made with fucking AI. A lot of them are. Like, okay, I watch Fern, F-E-R-N. They do not make their videos with AI, but there's like YouTube channels out there that kind of like take inspiration or take creative, like kind of like that direction of things and whatever the art style is, but it's literally made with AI and like the voiceover and like the art and every, it's like, and sometimes it's kind of hard to tell. I'm not even going to lie, but it's like, dude, you're so like, bah. Sorry.
Yeah. We need AI goggles.
Yeah. No, dude. Yeah. I think that we should just blow up and restart. I think that like there is going to be some sort of reset at some point. And hopefully we are not in the storm when that happens. Let me put it in Fortnite terms.
Holy cow.
Dude, I'm down. I'm not going to lie. I think I'm going to pee outside of my eyeballs soon because I have to pee so effing bad.
You're going to cry?
Well. No. I'm just going to pee. I'm going to piss really bad.
We can probably wrap it up here.
No! We have to finish talking about Christmas.
Christmas time is here.
Tanner and Isaac are spending time with their families for Christmas. And so because of that, we decorated the house. They were there.
Yes.
We had a little decoration thing. But I do want to talk about what's going to happen when they come back. Because I feel like I want to set a really good tone. Because what's going to happen is next week, we're going to have our podcast recorded. And from there, immediately, effectively, the very beginning of the year, 2026, we are starting like group recordings and stuff. And from there, it's going to be like, we're going to be doing two recordings at least a month for the group main channel. Dude, we have some fun ass ideas. Can I spoil like one idea?
No, come on.
All right, fine. I guess not. Damn, y'all. Nah. Let the comments eat out, Larry. Wait, chew out.
Can you make a hint?
Pause. Go ahead. Can I make a hint or can I just say one?
I don't care, man.
Okay. we have a really
the audience.
We have a really fun idea. Oh, okay. How about this? I won't say specific ideas, but the entire group agrees that YouTube generic intro videos where it's like today we're right? We don't like those types of intros. So what we're going to do for all of our videos is we're going to do, and they're not going to be like corny scripts, but we're going to do like acting to like,
they might be corny.
It's going to be funny as fuck, but like, it's way better in my opinion than like some of these intros that we have planned out. I think that we can make like actually like cinematographic in a sense. Like it would be funny.
Like how so?
Okay. So for one of the video ideas that we have, I'm just going to say it. Can I just say it, Larry?
Yeah, dude, go ahead.
Okay. That does not sound like you want me to say it.
What? Go ahead. Say it.
It's Christmas. Let's give them an early Christmas present. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas for Pete's sake.
Okay. So we'll have a video where we're going to be handcuffed together for 24 hours or just like a day. And the idea that we had was like, just the way that the whole video intro is going to be, it's like, I could just imagine it's like the camera fades from black in and it's like above Isaac and me, like close your eyes and imagine Isaac and me are laying in bed and there's a camera. Okay, wait, that's real. That's real. Yeah. Isaac also doesn't know that yet. So we might get pushback. But, okay, close your eyes. So the camera is above Isaac and me laying in bed. We're clothed, by the way. And it zooms in on us, and then the alarm goes off. And then it cuts to, it just changes camera angle to Isaac trying to hit the alarm, like whatever. Scene. Yeah, exactly. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a cutscene, and it comes back to us. Imagine the two black bars on the top and bottom, right? And it's like, and we both wake up and we look at each other and we see our handcuffs. We're handcuffed together and we don't know why. And we fucking scream. We're like, what the fuck? And then it cuts to Tanner and Larry cuddling in bed. And they hear us in the background yelling, screaming. And then they turn off their alarm. They wake up like, handcuff, okay. And then they cuddle each other back and go back to bed. You know what I'm saying? It starts with like fun little intros like that then lead to like Isaac and me frantically. It's just gonna be fun. I feel like every intro has to have its own group flavor. That like,
it's like Smosh.
It's gonna be like Smosh.
That is what I've been telling people. It is literally just Smosh skits at the very start. Because that is exactly.
Yep. And I just feel like that's exactly fun. Right. I feel like that's way better than.
Yeah. So one of the things that I've always struggled with a long time was, well, not struggled, but I always thought about. Was how do you take, because in a sense it's unfortunate, but in a sense how we were talking about earlier, you had to play the game.
Yep.
of YouTube in order for it to kind of like work, I guess, like for the video to kind of work. But how do you execute, like, how do you present it better than what is the meta right now? Cause like, fuck the meta for a second there.
Yeah.
And it's like, what, you know, so what is the strategy now? Is it like completely, I guess, original in a sense? No, because there's a lot of people who have done it similar, but I think the start and the striation for it first is really cool. And then also like I am really excited for how we're sort of, it's not really showing outside, but it's how we're doing it on the inside, about how we're structuring everything in the sense of like how we have projects being made and how they're being prepared and all that stuff. That's exciting for us because I also want to record some still like behind the scenes of a lot of
quality stuff. And then like, and dude, like the group merch that we quote unquote, I want to call merch. It like group, like just like group memories, right? Like we're, when you think of like the memories for us, like we have an idea for like, man, I don't want to spill all the beans, so never mind. I'm not going to say it.
You're spilling beans everywhere.
Yeah, look, you guys were good listeners. No, but it's good because,
I know, we're all very excited. Yeah. Like, it is a very exciting time. And
I'm not trying to pump fake, bro. I'm really not trying to pump fake because the group has just been full of pump fakes, bro. I'm going to be honest. Like, I got to hold ourselves accountable for a second. It's been a lot of like, man, where you guys been, man? Like, and that's like one of the shittiest things I think about. When I was a kid, I was like watching my favorite YouTubers, and dude, I was watching my favorite YouTubers on my iPod 4, my fourth gen iPod. And so it had the actual like YouTube, like the TV for YouTube. Yep. So I'd go in there and I'd always refresh my subscriptions box, and I'd always be looking through for new YouTube videos, and like I would watch everything. And and I was so sad when these mofos were not uploading their shish. And it's like, dang, dude, come on, man. You gotta start doing that. So I'm trying to like always think, like, even though we know we have a lot going on in the back end, the audience doesn't see that, right? And so at the same time that we're always growing up is the same time they're always growing up, and the same time that you stop watching favorite YouTubers the same way they stop watching favorite YouTubers, even if it's you. And it's like, that's okay. That's just the way life goes, right? But we also, in growing, want to also grow our quality. And I think that that's where these like fun intros are going to be, because like, again, we have to accept the fact that one, the group sucks at thumbnails, and two, the group sucks at intros for videos. So knowing those,
thumbnails will be another thing too. That's like another tackle that we want to head towards, because that's another thing we don't we prioritize too late, and that leads to just like a panic, and then that panic leads into just like, all right, let's just. Mm-hmm. We just need to ship it out. Yeah. So yeah, that's another thing as well. But
travel videos.
I also want to note all that stuff. That like these things come with a purpose. Yeah. Like I was talking about how like earlier, you know, art is good with purpose, and our purposes stem from like what's been going on around us as far as like the general culture of YouTube and how people perceive YouTubers as well. Like I've seen people who are like, and I get it too. It's like very distressing of YouTubers and very distressing distressing of all these things, right? But and I get it and I understand it, but I, being in the position that we are, it's like, okay, well, let's think about what we can do in our shoes, because we can do something. And so what can we start with? Where can that lead to in the future? And then so on and so forth. So like with these videos, right, with intros, and again, it starts with little things. Like it starts with small things, and you cover the bases. And then you start leading into things that really actually on the front side of things start to. So, for example, like on the super duper back end or whatever the fuck. And I've talked about it like a few times. I just hate boring people. But like I was talking about how like creating a template for our editors to work with so that the videos can come out quicker, but still
remain
not be
quality.
Like, yeah. So like you just, it's a lot of questions of answering, like, how do you do this? How do you do that? What's the fastest way? How do you communicate better and all those things? And so it takes some time trying out different things and trying out, you know, and also like making sure that the editors don't feel like they're working too hard with too little time, or you know,
don't
what I'm
saying?
Like,
you don't want to burn them out. You don't want.
Yeah. We're not fucking Amazon here. Like we're not trying to fucking, you know what I'm saying? And so, it's just that kind of shit. It's like making sure that the vibes and the culture here on the behind the scenes team is like cool, and everyone's chilling, and everyone's like enjoying the work as well, like are excited. And as well as like, we're wanting to put in a lot of effort too. Like, dude, I had a call with an editor and it was so cool. It was just, we bonded over so many things, and like that trust and that bond was so cool. Mm-hmm. And I hope that that love shows onto the videos as well. Because like Nick, I think about the people who are coming from work or coming from school or just having a bad day. And it's like, okay, I get to watch something from these guys, and at least it's not going to be like slop, and it's not going to be entirely, you know,
yeah,
you know, whatever that may be. So when I get an idea, or like when I see an idea that one of us has, either you, Nick, or somebody else, then I think about like, how can we present it in a way that like the idea is just something different than not the idea, but like the presentation is something different than what other people have done. And yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's crazy though, because like the quality and the bar was really high back then on YouTube. I was looking at old videos and like some people were putting a hella fucking effort into a lot of shit back then. And my question is like, can we do that? But can we do that even more and efficiently and things like that? But you don't want to take it like, when I think about, again, quality only is it's things that you kind of give or take. So it's like, you could look at Mr. Beast and you're like, wow, all these videos are crazy. You know, they have so much team and so much editing. But then I also do look at like,
it loses that charm though of YouTube. Like,
I know. Yeah. That's the thing too.
Yeah.
It's like,
like Mr. Beast, I know, for example, records with like the same cameras that we do because he wants to kind of keep that still YouTube kind of feeling. Right. Or I'm sure he probably uses higher quality stuff at the same time. But like for a long time, his philosophy was to keep using the similar cameras that we do and not up the quality, because then it feels too too much like a production. But even then, his videos have gotten so grandiose that like, you know, it's just like the bar is so fucking high, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like the landscape is always changing. You have all these streamers going all around the world doing world fucking tours now. And it's like, you know, like that's crazy. Insane, bro. You know, you have streamers that are pulling more music streams than actual artists now in the industry. Like the landscape is just, it is just sliding. Yep. It's crazy. It's crazy. So
it's changing.
We're just trying
it's
to,
ever so changing.
We're not trying to do the comparison thing. Cause dude, comparing yourself really, truly is like, it's the thief of joy.
Yeah.
And so like we see people in our space and we're like, yeah, I mean, we wouldn't do that. Or, yeah, I mean, that's pretty sick. But at the end of the day, we're always doing something that we want to do. So, yeah.
Hey, man, it's kind of like clearing up again. Like, we're looking at, like, what's to shop around YouTube. Because I look at my feed, and I'm like, dang, a lot of these videos I don't really want to watch.
Right.
And, like, but there are some channels that I'm sure all of us have where it's, like, they post and you're like, oh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm watching that.
Yeah. I'm watching. And I'm grabbing snacks, too, by the way. And I'm grabbing food as well.
One of my favorite YouTubers for a very long time, his name was Lemino. L-E-M-M-I-N-O.
Yeah.
Lemino.
Yeah.
Yep. Classic.
Yeah, but I was watching him when he was, like, he was called Top Tens, I'm pretty sure. I forget what he was called before that. Yeah.
He was doing a bunch of Top Tens,
I think that's what he was doing, right?
Yeah,
it was like lists or something like that. He was making
literally
like
top 10 this, top 10 that. Like,
I used to watch him a long time ago.
It was very nice. Yeah. It was very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he always had so quality.
It's that sort of deal where, but of course it goes back to like, okay, cool, but then also consistency and frequency and like you're blending worlds of. You have the world of fast posting, but like low quality, but then you also have the world of high quality, but low posting.
Yeah.
So then it's like that Michelangelo, painting. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of that. And it's really interesting. And it's really like, because there's no studies in any of it, or like, there's no like tutorial or manual to show you how to do it. So it really is a lot of trying shit out. And my God, there's so many fails. But it's cool because then you cross it off your list and then you move on. And then you have a list of things that you just know that did not work. Or like,
I like to think of a lot of things in perspectives of a rocket ship. So like whenever I do projects and stuff like that, if I'm working on like a big project with business partners, so like I think of like, you're building a rocket ship, right? So like if you're trying to build the product, you're building the rocket ship. And then are you able to get it off the ground? If you're not able to get it off the ground, project failed. If you're able to get it off the ground and then it collapses, it failed, right? If you're able to keep it up in the air, but it takes a lot of maintenance, right? Like I view the group in the rocket sense where like we were up, we were going, and then we needed to stop. So we went back down, right? It didn't directly crash, but like we brought it back down and now we're kind of like rebuilding it and we're, you know, figuring it all out and then we're ready to launch again. So it's like, I mean, we already have launched, I guess, from the videos that we have put out, but it's just constantly like, I just now know that we're going to up the quality of that rocket. It's going to be fire. Yeah. Dude. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Imagine
I'm
it kind to- of like, you can imagine it kind of like the rocket launched and it's, a, and then, you know, even if that launch didn't, wasn't a spectacle, but when it's in the air and it's like, and it's changing in the air.
Yeah.
This metaphor's not really working out anymore. But essentially, like, you know, people are looking up and they're seeing that fucking rocket ship and it's like, and now there's more spectacle on the fact that it's up in the air and they're seeing it and everyone's gathered around rather than the launch state, right? Fuck, and you want that. Like, I'm trying to think, there was a recent example that I remembered seeing that, oh, actually, it was GTA. The first GTA ever did not have amazing initial sales, but what was different from all the other games is that instead of plateauing, it got even more popular and it got even better, or like it just got more hype over time because people were word of mouthing like this sort of thing. So like if the initial wasn't like a boom, the longevity of it was definitely becoming more boom. And it's, and there's a lot of, there's a lot of like Nick Drake, who's a, old guitarist, folk singer kind of, he unfortunately lived and passed, in a life where he tried to become a musician and he was damn good at it, but he didn't get the recognition when he had, when he was alive. But then when he died, he got that recognition because that music was made in a way that was like, it just lasted a long time. Like it was just like, you know, that type of deal. And that can happen as well. Like just when you think about it in a sense of like, I mean, you don't have to think about it in the sense of longevity. I think when you're making stuff, you just want to make it. Like you just make it, you just work in the moment of, but like, yeah, like some things stick, don't not initial, other things are initially, but then they don't stick over time or
dude, I remember, vice versa. I remember I was in it was it was recess. It was indoor recess. So like after you have lunch in middle school, you go outside for like 20, 30 minutes, you play, right? You come back in, but it was raining out. Yeah. So we had indoor recess back in our classroom.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was able to bring my DS. So I was playing DS. I was playing Pokemon Diamond with my one friend, but I remember watching this one kid. He brought his PSP and he was playing GTA. And I was like, what Yo. Is that, dude?
What the fuck?
And I knew shooter games, right? Like I had Call of Duty on like the DS. I had Call of Duty World at War on the DS. I had Call of Duty Modern Warfare on the DS. So like I had Call of Duty shooter games, but dude, watching him play GTA on a PSP was insane. I used to think that PSPs were nuts, like the clear like button, like the, you know what I'm talking about, they were clear,
the aesthetics. I was like, yeah, the clear triggers on the end. I had one, dude. I had one with God of War on it, and I got in trouble because there's a scene in God of War where you have sex and you have to press triangle, square, circle, X, and it gets harder, and then there's more women going in the bed and you're just crazy. It was a crazy mini game, and I got in trouble.
That was a mini game.
That was a mini game.
Holy cow!
Okay,
and like the, so you press like square and then you press circle and it's slow at first, and then you like the,
what is slow? Like you actually just like doing it?
Like are having sex?
Like they're having sex? Like they're like you hear like the moaning and everything. They're not showing it actually, but you see the bed fucking rocking. And then and it gets faster and you hear more moans and then it's just like and then boom, finish. And then it's like, yeah, Kratos gets like a lot of health.
Maybe they were just soaking. If you can only see the bed shake, maybe they were soaking.
Maybe
God of War, it's a Mormon game.
Oh, who knows? Hey,
I don't know.
Hey,
I'm just shooting the shit.
I'm just rolling the dice. I'm just shooting the shit.
I'm about to shoot fucking piss out of my wienwar if we don't get out of here right now, dude.
My wienwar.
All right, dang.
Fair enough. Lads, we'll be heading our very merry ways. So
that
concludes this episode. And Merry Christmas to you all.
You guys had a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Happy
you all
enjoyed this listen. Thank you, everyone.
And, y'all just, you know what? There's no like thing to say. Just enjoy your time, you know, and like enjoy time with family or yourself or friends or whatever it may be. Just enjoy it.
Well, and Christmas is
it
over
is a time
point,
of reflection too. So I guess you can do that as well. But reflection in a good way. Be healthy about it.
I have an idea. For people that are listening, when the next podcast comes out, because this is coming out this Friday, so it'll be the 26th when this comes out. New Year's will have already passed. And so I think for the next podcast, think about your resolutions. send, can people send some resolutions?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know what? We could do that. Yeah. Send, send some resolutions, like me right there with a burp, and I shouldn't do that no more. And, we're going to go, we can go through them and kind of see like what the general vibe that we're entering this 2026 is like. Cause it'll be a really cool introspective way of seeing how people want to treat their New Year's and like their new lives. Right. So
maybe it'll make us also reflect too. Actually, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like, oh, that's a good, crazy. Yeah.
That's a good resolution. So, and make sure when you write the email, don't put any details that you don't want added. So just put like,
yeah, we're going to read it out loud and
hey, be like, dear group or hey group, my resolutions are blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Sign. And then just M or J or H or P or whatever.
Yep.
Initial. Only one.
Cool. Keep it to like maybe one or two sentences.
Yeah, or your Discord name or something.
Yeah, dude. What's your no, don't do that.
Don't do that.
What email do they send it to?
It's gonna have to be the group chat box. The group chat box at gmail.com. The group chat box at gmail.com. So cool. Do that.
Send us your resolutions and we will read them, and then maybe we can try and get the podcast out on the first instead of the second. So we'll figure it out. But anyway. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off with your gamer subs if you want. I hope that everyone listening had a great, happy, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And please send some New Year's resolutions to give us some insight into your lives.
Yes.
All right.
Give us all your word. Right.
Yeah. We're going to brofist it out. Ready? Ready? And
Happy New Year. Happy all of it. Year. We're going to see you soon. Goodbye, guys.